The Labor Day fire aboard the Conception dive boat was the worst maritime disaster in California history. And while the fire was unprecedented, the cause and safety lapses that led to it were not. The LA Times reports the Coast Guard, which has the sole authority to mandate safety measures, has often rejected calls for improved safety measures for boats and their crews. Mark Puente co-wrote the story for the LA Times. He joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So you did some digging, 20 years, federal documents. What are the tougher safety rules that you report the Coast Guard repeatedly rejected?
The NTSB for years has asked the Coast Guard to implement what they call a preventative maintenance program. It's a government acronym, as most government agencies use. But it would encompass all the training, all the work done on any of these passenger vessels, including the training on the firefighting capabilities of crew members, anything that would improve safety, the hatches, any work, it would document and then the entire history. So when there is an incident, the regulators and officials could look at to see what was done on those vessels. Yet the Coast Guard has balked at doing that for years. And it's the same recommendations year after every time there's an accident. And now you have 34 people who had perished on Labor Day. And we're assuming these recommendations will come up again in the near future.
So what does the Coast Guard say about the rejection? Why are they rejecting these calls to improve the safety measures on boats like the Conception?
They wouldn't give specific answers on our questions. They gave a kind of a blanket statement saying it's under consideration. We pressed them to talk deeper on each issue, but they didn't. And we're waiting to get better answers on that. They said it's under consideration, but it's been under consideration for many years. We don't know what's taking so long or if they're going to just flat out reject it, say so, and say why.
And so has this tragedy changed their stance at all?
It has. In the last few weeks, as we reported, the Coast Guard nationwide was directed by their headquarters to go inspect similar sized passenger vessels all across the country. We've talked to multiple boat captains and operators. And in particular, the Coast Guard did tell us in California, they shut down two boat operators in San Francisco for a few days or at longest a week who didn't meet some of these requirements or had some serious safety lapses. Once they got recertified, they were back on the water.
And so what are we still waiting to find out from the NTSB with regards to the Conception?
Well, the NTSB report will probably take 18 to 24 months, as they had said in September. We're waiting on to learn the cause and the origin of the fire and what else investigators have been able to determine after they brought it back up to the surface and moved it to a naval base. That's the big question, is what triggered this? Was it the cell phone cords, the battery cords, or was it something else that may have sparked the fire?
Thank you so much. That is Mark Puente, co-writing a story for the LA Times, joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. That Labor Day fire aboard the Conception dive boat, the worst maritime disaster in California history.